This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
And today in the studio, I have with me Grace Victory.
Hi, guys.
Grace is a dear friend of mine and also blogger, vlogger, documentary host extraordinaire.
I am.
All of those things.
That was a great intro, Hannah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. Tired.
Yeah.
I'm ready to wind down for Christmas.
Is that a possibility? Are you winding down?
I 100% am. Got 2 weeks off. I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, you said, yeah.
Yeah, beach, cocktails.
So jealous. I've given myself work to do over Christmas,
yeah,
so I did it wrong.
That's a mistake,
yeah. Whoops. Oh, well, maybe next year.
Next year. Oh, 12 months you've got away, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's the plan. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Yes.
I will say, guys, who are avid listeners to the show, you know how we do drunk advice, like, later in the show? And so it's like, and we're drinking throughout the show. It's usually a progression of like sobriety to slight tipsiness towards the end of the show. But we're not drinking right now.
We're not drinking.
But also I have been drinking this afternoon because I filmed an episode of Drunk Advice with my housemate Lauren. And so I'm like, I've not quite sobered up from that. So this is going to be like the opposite, where like I start the show a bit drunk and then like gradually sober up and probably like just get more and more tired. Like I can just, at some point, like you might just have to nudge me in, but like, wait, okay, I'm awake. I'm here. I'm present.
That's cool. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I'm just day drinking, man.
I don't ever do that.
Don't you? Not even in the summer?
I'm not a very big drinker. I do like Malibu. I do like pina coladas, like sugary cocktails. But I'm not into vodka or like brandy and stuff like that. And yeah, I think I get drunk maybe like twice, three times a year. I'm a good girl.
Wow.
Just saying.
No, that's impressive.
Yeah.
God. Rarely drink. See, I drink a lot, but I don't necessarily get like wasted a lot.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you know what happened though? So when I was younger.
Please tell me.
You know when like drinking Lambrini in like the park was the thing to do?
Yeah.
So that was me. And I think I was 18. Days. Yeah. And I drank a lot of wine and it made me very, very ill. That put me off. And then I had my drink spiked, actually, a few years later. Yeah, and that put me off as well.
What a dick who did that.
Yeah, so, yeah, growing up wasn't the best experiences, so I think I just stayed away from it ever since then.
Yeah, and now you're just like, never mind.
But sugary cocktails are my favourite, like strawberry frozen...
Like a strawberry frozen daiquiri, that's what you're about to say, isn't it?
What did I say?
Who's drunk now, Grace?
I'm drunk on squash.
I know. We've got like orange squash and I've never been so happy.
It's honestly the best. Yeah. Frozen strawberry daiquiris.
I knew that's what you
are my life. So that's what I do like those. If they were here, I would have had one of those. 100%.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I texted you being like, hey, do you want some beer or wine? And you were like,
I'm driving.
No, only strawberry daiquiris. Only strawberry daiquiri. Like frozen strawberry. I was like, oh, sorry, I can't.
I'm a cocktail snob.
Clearly. I can't do that for you. Anyway, so on today's show, as well as a In the Spirit of Drunk Advice Later, which we will be doing on Facebook Live, guys. So you can head over from 7:30 to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page and we will be on video as well as on radio. Oh my God, technology. But if you have any questions, if you need any advice, then you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we're going to be doing our best to give you some of that advice. I guess a lot of you will have already tweeted in today from the drunk advice that I filmed with Lauren, but that's not going to be uploaded for a few weeks. So if your advice is urgent, if you need it right now, now is the time. Get back in touch and we can hopefully help you. And also we'll be like more level-headed than me and Lauren were earlier.
Yes.
So that's a bonus. You might actually get some decent advice.
I'm in a good headspace. I'm ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really happy for you. I'm really happy for you, Grace. I'm just like, I'm in a really good headspace right now.
It's like I'm ready
really
to rock and roll.
We have some other really fun games coming up, like innuendo or innuendon't, shit or Twitter, the fuck you saying, mate, and songs about sex.
Love it.
So make sure you listen for
this
the whole...
This is the best radio show ever.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think so. I really do think so. Yeah. So, Grace, one of the things that we do to initiate guests onto the show. Okay. So one of the games that we play involves Urban Dictionary.
Oh, and so, God.
She's like, can I go now? So what we do is I'm going to see what your name means.
Oh, God.
On Urban Dictionary. So, Grace.
There you go.
Do you want to read it out?
Elegance, loveliness, and beauty, an admired feminine forename, the swan.
Oh, this, so this is these are the examples of like how to use it in a sentence.
The swan glided over the lake gracefully. Grace is the cutest girl ever. Obvs, that's me. She makes my heart beat faster. She's so beautiful. If you ever go out with her, you are one lucky guy.
Heyo! I'd like to just point out that beautiful is spelt with a Y.
Whoever made that is
Well, the username of the person that made this is Little Hacker from England.
Oh, and that was made in 2005. Mm-hmm. That's a long time ago.
It is. Maybe Grace has changed since.
No, it hasn't, okay?
You're like, no, this is my
name. I would add in poise, to be honest.
Poise. Elegance, loveliness, beauty, and poise. That's lovely. Okay, I can't remember where I learnt this from, but I'm fairly sure that the names Grace and Hannah actually mean the same thing, but mine is the, like, Judaic Hebrew version, and Grace is the Christian version.
I like that.
But they basically mean the same thing, which is like God has favoured us or something.
I love that.
Yeah. We're just pretty cool people.
I agree with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Yeah, literally. Just blessed.
Just hashtag.
Amazing. I love that. And one of the things that we were talking about just before is the fact that your surname is your real surname.
Yeah, Grace Victory. People think I'm joking.
You're just like...
That is on my birth certificate, on my passport, that is my actual name.
I love it.
Thank you.
Do you think it's like one of those things that's like just set you up in life? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be victorious because that's my name.
I think so. Whenever I go anywhere, they're like, is that actually your name? That's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I've got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, because imagine the like bitter irony if you...
Yes.
I don't want to say, but like if you were... Not who
doing
you
just
were.
Doing nothing with my life, basically.
Yeah, or if it had like all gone to shit.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I mean, I think that could have happened easily because when I was younger, I got one of the wrong crowd and I was into stupid things, so I could easily have gone down that road. But I'm here, and I'm victorious.
Hey, oh.
Woohoo!
So one of the things that you are doing at the moment is you. Our presenter for BBC Three, and you do loads of documentaries for them.
I am.
Say loads. I've done one.
Yeah, so one came out in July, Clean Eating's Dirty Secrets, and it was basically debunking the whole wellness trend, looking at plant-based eating and veganism and all that kind of stuff. So
give us one line of what you learnt from that.
Or one, like, vegans hate me. I learn that I think the issue with the world is that everyone's really judgmental.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I did the doc, because I get comments all the time. If I ever post any food on Instagram or I do a video with food in it, I get like, oh, if you eat eggs, you're going to die. And that's why I did the doc, because I wanted to kind of see, you know.
What's the truth?
What is the truth? But I loved it. It got 1.5 million views, I think. So it did really,
nice.
Really well. Yeah. And now I'm making my second.
Which you can't really talk
can't
about.
Can't talk about.
I know what it's about, but I'm like, well, I don't want to talk about
I can
it.
Kind of say it's kind of around social media, but with a twist. It's out in 2 weeks. And
so it'll be out soon, so people will know what it's about.
Yeah, they'll
soon.
See it. Yeah, they'll see it. Around Twitter, probably.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really, really good. It's a lot darker than my other show. There's not many high points in it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's
God.
Quite depressing to watch. Yeah.
Well.
Sorry.
If that doesn't sell it for you guys, then head over to BBC Three in 2 weeks and, like, you can watch that. Yeah, it's so interesting. I think it's really cool, though, what you're doing, because I think the clean eating one and the one that's coming out in 2 weeks, both of the topics are very, like, current things that's controversial, a lot of people talking about, and the angle that you go at is like, okay, I want to educate myself about this, but also kind of investigate and be like, what's going on here? Let's be critical, I guess.
The one that's coming out, I have a personal attachment to it. So the clean eating one, I sort of did it because obviously it was about orthorexia and I've had issues with food.
Mm.
But this second one, I've had a real personal thing with it. So although I'm going to be uncovering and learning about it, I'm also doing it because I sort of made a mistake.
Okay.
And it's about, that.
Oh, that's interesting though, because that's really like cool as well if you... are going into something with that personal angle, but also like I'm learning about like how I can improve myself and like what I've done wrong.
That
or
is
whatever.
Exactly what it's about. So I'm very excited.
Okay. Has it, without giving anything away, has it changed any of your behaviours or like, or, okay.
big time.
Yeah.
Big. When you watch it, everyone will be like, oh, I know what she means now. But yeah, it's completely changed my whole opinion on this certain subject.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm going to leave it there. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's play a song and then I can't wait to chat with you more.
Yes.
Song. I'm like, where's the dramatic ending?
Yeah,
just
ending.
Like, how will I know? Boom. No, it just like fades and just fades, and you're like, okay, bye, Whitney. Oh my goodness. So one thing that I think the people should know is that we have the same manager.
This was actually
something, because Bethan came on the show as well. So we all have the same manager.
We do.
And we all can like get together and
James,
bitch about him.
Legend.
No. You're like, he's legend, good, my bitch about him.
He's a good manager.
He is good.
To handle me, you and Bethan, I'm sorry, but he is amazing.
It's so true, though.
I love him. Hi, James, if you're listening.
Yeah, I know. Maybe James and Hannah are both listening. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. And we've got our, like, so there's James who manages us three, and then there's also Mark who manages a bunch of other YouTube-y people. And together as a family and
a
thing, we're all having a Christmas party next week, and I'm so excited.
And there's a cocktail bar. I've made sure.
And you're just like, where's my daiquiris and my Malibu?
That will be me, pina colada.
Amazing. I'm just well excited because I've never really had, like, I guess, like a management family before. I don't know.
Either have I, but I just said, like, to James last year, I was like, come on. Because I think before, we used to do things quite separately, didn't we, as like clients? But I think now we're coming together as one.
We are.
I love it.
And you and me and Bethan were the originals. Just saying.
Yeah. It was you and Bethan there first, and then I popped along.
You were with Katie though first, but then and then jumped over. So it's fine.
Katie left me, and then and then James took me. But yeah, we are the three originals, musketeers.
OG.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Is Vlogmas.
Oh, God.
Because you're doing Vlogmas.
I'm doing Vlogmas.
Tell me about Vlogmas, Grace.
Okay, so I've been doing YouTube for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And every year I've tried to do Vlogmas, and every year I've failed every single time.
Yeah.
And I feel like daily vlogging is really, really hard.
Mm.
And mentally, it just drains me.
Yeah.
And also, I don't do much stuff some days. Like, I'm just literally in my pajamas or like my hoodie that I've worn for the past week.
Yep.
And I've got nothing to say. I don't know how daily vloggers do it.
I don't even know how people post so much on social media, because sometimes I'm like, I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be staring at my phone being like, I've not tweeted in 5 hours, I should probably tweet something, and I'm staring at my phone going, I have nothing to say.
I schedule my I schedule my tweets though.
Oh, do you?
So there's always stuff going out from like my blog or my YouTube videos. But yeah, Vlogmas is really hard. And I've already failed because I've missed 2 days.
A weekend. Congrats.
To be fair, I did upload, and then for some reason it wasn't available in all the countries. So I had to delete it, and then I was out. And I couldn't re-edit and upload. So
YouTube,
it's a bit stressful.
What's going on, YouTube?
Yeah. So, but I like connecting with people, and I feel like when I vlog a lot, I seem to be able to connect to my subscribers a lot more.
Yeah.
But it is so mentally draining.
Yeah. Do you have someone helping you at all? Like,
no, I'm a one-woman show.
Yeah.
So I do it all myself, and it's just so difficult. I don't know how. I just don't get how some people vlog every day.
But when I've talked to them about that, like the people that their full-time thing is daily vlogging, they'll say, like, I wouldn't recommend it.
Really?
Yeah. And they do take days off occasionally because they, you know, will admit to themselves like how draining it is. And I've seen friends of mine who are couples that will daily vlog, and they've had to cut down on the amount that they vlog because they've said it's like put a strain on their relationship.
Yeah, I think it does. And I think as well is sharing so much of you all the time with people that you don't really know, it does cause your other friends to kind of feel like you're picking up the camera at every time you see them, at every dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I will sometimes, like, just hang out with, like, have drinks or coffee or dinner with a friend who is also a YouTuber, and, like, people know publicly that we're friends with each other,
mm-hmm.
but we'll, like, spend a whole half day with each other and there'll be no record of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, that's really nice.
Yeah. You do need to have, I do feel like, even if you don't daily vlog, but even if you're on the internet a lot and you are a blogger, you do need to have days away from all of it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I've only discovered this recently, because before I was just like, oh, I enjoy social media. Like, yeah, I do it every day and like I'm on it a lot, but I'm enjoying it and it's not like draining me in any way. And then I spent like 2 days disconnected completely. Mm. And I was like, oh, that was easy, and this is like, and it's really good fun, and now I'm like, I need to do that. I need to do that more often.
Yeah, it's healthy. You don't need to be on your phone all the time. And I feel like as well, a lot of people suffer with anxiety. And I find that if you have a break from the internet, your anxiety completely lowers, if not disappears. It's really like...
You reckon?
I get anxiety. But if I have time away from the internet or I... Some days from like 7 o'clock in the evening, I'll like completely switch off.
Yeah.
And my sleep is so much better. Like my quality of sleep that night will be so much better. Oh,
I wish I could do that. I'm still on in the evenings, but how do you delete the apps from your phone so people could still text you or call you if they need you? Like, how do you do that?
I just put my phone down and just don't go near it.
But what if someone needs you? This is my problem.
I think if it's an emergency, they'll call my... I've got a house phone.
Oh, see, this is the thing.
They'll call my house phone.
I genuinely was talking to someone the other day being like, I think I need a house phone.
Yeah.
Like, going literally backwards. Because for years, I was just like, house phones are going to, like, die. Like, no one's ever going to have a house phone again. Mm. But now I'm like, I would love a house phone. Because then it means that, like, after a certain time, I can, like, turn my mobile phone off.
Yeah.
And then just, like, my close friends and family have my house number.
It's the best thing ever.
Ugh.
I think it's amazing.
I might do that.
You need to do that because you'll notice that you'll be able to... You'll wake up just feeling fresher, clear.
Yeah.
Just... I don't know what it is.
Guys, everyone needs to take a leaf out of Grace's book.
Get off the internet. Just get outside.
Turn off FUBAR Radio right now. Bye. No, don't. Keep listening, please.
Don't go yet. In a few hours, go.
Yeah, no. Just stay until the end of the show and then everyone turn off your phones and it'll be great. Speaking of social media and phones, if you want to get in touch, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. You can say hello, get in touch during the show, and also don't forget drunk advice later.
Oh, yes. Come squash.
So are you going to continue with Vlogmas?
I am. So I'm vlogging today.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Does this mean that when you get home from this, you're like, I have to stay up and edit now?
This is the issue. So like, I don't know if it's just me, but I find that people that just do YouTube, that is what they do all the time. Because I'm making docs, I'm doing loads of photo shoots, I'm here, there and everywhere. I do a lot of like Q&A panels and stuff for brands. I'm an ambassador for a company. A lot of the time, I'm out all day, coming home at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and having to edit a video is so tiring. You've got to edit every single night.
Yeah, because I'm the same. Like, it's all well and good if your full-time job is that you're a daily vlogger.
Yeah.
Because then you just factor in the editing time into your day, and that just is your daily routine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you actually do in the daytime. Other than vlog whatever it is that you're doing. But... I have like other kinds of commitments during the day.
Yeah.
And things like that. Like you said, like the odd TV or like radio or panels. Well, I don't know. What do I do? Grace, what do I do? Writing. I've written a book.
I wrote a book, babes.
I wrote a whole book by myself. It was me. I wrote it. And it's out on the 6th of April 2017 and you can pre-order it now.
And it's about sex.
It is about sex.
I can't wait.
Yesterday I had a very exciting day because I got to hang out with some of the QI elves. So... Basically the people that research loads of the facts for QI, and they're called the QI elves. And they also have a podcast called No Such Thing as a Fish, where they just like talk about facts, and they have a TV show called No Such Thing as the News, which is like the same thing, but like about current events and the news. And I know one of them, James, and so he was just like, come to the QI office, and I was just like, yes, please. And I went in and I got to chat with the elves, and then I was telling them about my book. And then they were like, oh, cool. And I was just like, oh, my God, you guys are, like, the cleverest people ever. Like, they're so clever. They're so smart. They know everything.
How, though? I watch those weird daytime TV shows of, like, what is it called? Well, there's those people on there, and they know everything, and they've got to, like, ask questions, and they get all the questions right. How?
I don't know. Like,
how do you know that?
I don't know, just like weird general knowledge. I love a good pub quiz though, but I'm genuinely terrible at them. The only pub quiz I've ever done decent in, I got questions right that were about fast food and Harry Potter.
I'd probably be the same.
That was like my area of expertise.
Probably the same. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
not great though, is it?
I mean, I tried to have a good general knowledge, but it tends to fail me.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Well, no, I do, but pub quiz stuff, I'm like, I don't get what this even means.
I like those pub quizzes where it's like anyone can kind of go to them, so you have like pictures of like people and you have to guess who they are, or like they play you like 3 seconds of a song and then you have to like guess what the song is. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I can do them. That I'm kind of shit. I'm good at songs.
That's usually good. I'm terrible at songs, and speaking of them, you picked this one here that I'm just like, don't think I've heard this one, but I'm excited because it's fucking JoJo.
I ain't apologizing for shit. I do what I want. And JoJo does too.
Saw it in your eyes when you said goodbye. You didn't even try. So this time I don't care. And honestly, I was just about to pick up the phone. What you want from me? I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. Fuck apologies. I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. I'm not perfect, I got pride. That's not what it is this time. So fuck apologies. I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. If I really meant it,
it. Always wonder what I'm doing, but that's TMI. Don't know what you got until it's gone, now you realize it. Wasn't playing smart, now I'm being wise. Finally I'm moving on, now I don't need your lies. And it wasn't even tough, cause I could see the signs. Now you're stuck, call an Uber up if you need a ride.
What you want?
Grace, are you ready for our first game?
As I'll ever be. I'm a bit scared.
Don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared of, except for Natalie.
Okay.
Don't be scared of me yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Natalie is in the studio, and we're about to play innuendo or innuendon't.
Okay.
So this is a game where Nat has found some phrases from Urban Dictionary, your right. favourite website.
I'm graceful and beautiful, so.
All of those things. And we have to guess if what Nat says is an innuendo, so if it's sexual, or if it's an innuendon't.
Okay.
Non-sexual.
I'm ready.
And then we also have to guess the meaning.
There's points as well here to be given.
Oh
away.
Yeah, it's like a proper game, so like bring it the fuck on, mate.
Game.
I am ready, bitch.
Do you have a buzzer noise? Just with your mouth?
Yeah.
God, what do you want to do? You're just like
beep.
I love it.
That's good.
I love it. Okay, my I'm trying to think of one that I haven't done at this point. What about...
I've never done that. No, that's a new one.
Is that a new one? Okay, so I am... and Grace is...
Beep.
Beautiful. I love it. Okay. I love it. Okay. Right, ready.
Number one. I heard you using the microwave.
What? That's the thing?
That is an Urban Dictionary threat. It's on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God.
Yes, Hannah.
I think that's an innuendo.
Doe. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. So it's sexual.
Yeah.
Usually the ones that don't sound sexual.
That was just a test taster because I was confused about what was happening. So now I know. Yeah, yeah. So I feel like that's still not.
Okay. Okay. Oh, meaning now. Shit. I heard you using the microwave.
Yes.
I think... I'm like...
Well, it warms up, doesn't it? So...
Mm-hmm. It makes a... sound and it goes... ding! Mm-hmm. Like ping!
That's true.
But I'm like, what does that signify? What does that mean? Is it an orgasm? Is that climax? Like the microwave like reached its peak? It like...
It's part of, the orgasm is included in what's going on with the microwave.
Oh, really?
What is an orgasm a part of?
Sorry, what?
What is orgasm the climax of?
Sex.
Right, so it's involving sex. And a microwave
Do you put the microwave on to like cover up the noise of the sex if you're fucking in the kitchen?
It doesn't actually involve a microwave, but that's a good tip.
Oh, it doesn't involve a microwave?
No.
I heard you using the microwave.
Do you want me to give you a sentence?
Is that just like an innuendo of like, I heard you having sex?
Sex.
What kind of sex would you hear someone doing?
Kitchen sex.
In a kind of level of sex.
Like really dirty, frisky sex.
But with what kind of noise? Loud.
Loud.
Yeah. Super so that's loud. What it means. It means that someone was too loud during sex the night before. So you'd say like, hey, how did you sleep? How did you sleep, Grace? And you go, well, not well, because I heard you using the microwave last night.
Yeah, Grace.
That's not a very good one.
Don't worry.
Grace is not impressed.
I'm not impressed with that because I thought actual microwave was going to be involved. No. So I'm a bit let down.
Okay.
It tricked you, mate.
What about... You.
Okay, next one.
Bad plug.
What plug?
Bad plug.
Beep.
Yes.
Beep, beep.
Innuendo?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. I think... This is what I mean, right? Hannah is obviously very, very, very... clever with sex. I mean, I must be just crap.
No, I've just played this game every week for the past like few months.
Oh, see? It's not fair. It's fine.
Whatever. Bring it. Don't, but bad go. Plug.
Bad plug. Okay, you can go for it and want to guess the meaning.
I thought that it meant anal plugs.
Yeah, you would think that, and it just was a bad one.
It tricks you.
Didn't quite fit properly.
Is it about, electrical plugs?
It is about an electrical plug, yeah.
No, Hannah, you know way too much. I'm sorry.
But, like, plug! Plug means two things. No, three things. One, butt plug. Mm-hmm. Two, electrical plug. Three, buy my book.
Very good.
I love that. I'm gonna steal
bath.
That.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bath sink.
Mm-hmm. But book better than bath.
I do. Yeah.
So it does involve electrical plug. It involves a device that you would be charging to an electrical plug.
Right, a phone.
Yeah, so it involves a phone, charging the phone. But if it's a bad plug, what does it mean? You've plugged in your phone to charge.
Doesn't work.
Exactly, Grace. That's a point.
I need to step up my game.
Come on, Grace.
I'm being shown up.
Okay, fine. Well, number three, anal twitch.
Burp.
Yeah. Yes.
Innuendo.
No.
What is happening? Wait, no. If it's something to do with the bum and it's not sexy, is it to do with poo?
It's not to do with poo. No, not to do with poo. You would
anal twitch.
You might call someone.
If it's
an
got
anal
an itchy
twitch.
Bum.
Nothing to do with bum, actually. It's more of a person who you'd say, what's that person like? Well, they're an anal twitch.
They just get on your nerves.
Yeah, they piss you off.
Yeah, I'm going to like that. They're kind of irritating, annoying, obnoxious. They're an anal twitch.
I know a few people like that.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't? Okay, number four. Uh-huh. Electric hammer.
Oh.
Burp.
Yes.
Innuendo.
Yes.
I have an idea of what it might be, but...
Very vigorous sex. Hammering sex.
No, it's not. It's
is
not
it a vibrator?
This is a good one. It's not a vibrator.
That's what I thought it might have been.
But it involves what the vibrator symbolises, but the real one.
So a penis.
It involves a penis, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
What was the phrase again?
Electric hammer.
Going really, really... Hammering your vagina.
It's not hammering
your
vagina.
It's like a drill.
Yeah. That's really what I thought it was.
Well, so first of all, it's an we all know it's an erect penis we're dealing with here.
All right, everyone, ladies, gloves on. Yeah. Roll up your sleeves. This is what we're dealing with.
I guess the penis could be involving your vagina, but it doesn't have to be involving the vagina.
Just a hole.
It doesn't even have to be a hole. It could just be
any hole's a goal. I hate that phrase. Oh, I hate that phrase. No. Oh, why did I say it? Wait, so it could involve what? An erect penis,
yeah.
And
it doesn't have to be even in a hole. It can just be on your body anywhere. But what's the erect penis that's electric doing?
Rubbing your skin.
But what is it? If you touch something, what do you get sometimes Shaking. When you touch something?
Oh my God, electric shock!
Yes, static electricity. It's when you touch someone or something with your erect penis and it releases static electricity.
I love that!
Is that even a thing?
I hope so.
It is the electric.
I want that to happen to me.
I'm going to go home and go on Urban Dictionary because I need to clue myself up.
I want to get an electric shock from a penis.
Yeah.
New life goal.
Oh, it's New Year. I've got a resolution for next year sorted.
No, 2017. It's going to be my year.
Electric. My penis. Oh my God.
But I want it on my clit. Like, how good would that be?
Ooh.
Oh yeah. My God. Both of you. Because we're confused. Like, would that feel good or bad?
Like, it'll be good.
Do you know what? I think it would be, you know, where it's slightly painful, but it's like enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be like.
Because it would also be like shocking. Yeah, so you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Defo.
Bring on 2017.
Maybe you can unwrap
what, electric
those.
Hammer.
Could be a nice Christmas present.
Electric hammer me.
Right. Final one. Jocking.
Like horse and jockeying. That's
wow.
Slightly different.
That's jockeying. Wait. Jocking.
I think it's an innuendo and I just think it's... an innuendo for masturbation, because that's what it sounds like to me.
It's not
jocking off.
It's not an innuendo.
No. Oh well,
you still won.
Jocking off. No, jocking that's jocking off. Oh, well.
What is jocking?
Jocking. So it's not an innuendo.
If you were jocking with somebody,
hanging out,
banter,
but it would be with somebody that you quite like. You have a little
fooling
a little
around
thing for a little thing.
Flirting.
Yes. Fancy, very good. Great. So it's engaging in flirtatious behaviour and crushing on somebody. Bit of jocking.
Question. Who thought of that? Because I'm quite good on my slight
Here's
lingo.
The thing.
Where's this from?
Most of the phrases that we pick are just weird shit that some
random person
person in 2006 okay. put it on.
Okay. Anybody,
put it on Urban Dictionary.
You could probably write one now and put it on there if you wanted to, if you thought of one.
I might just do
this
that.
Is not what people are actually using.
No,
absolutely.
But
not.
It's what one person
did.
Yeah.
I think we should start getting guests that come in to think of one during the show.
Yeah.
You got one, mate.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. Pressure is on.
Mm.
Off the top of your head, Grace. Anything, you know?
The first word that comes to my head was frump.
Ooh. What is frump?
Frump is a word for a vagina.
Oh, your frump, your lady frump. Your frump. I love that. Super
like
sexy.
That.
I've
got That's good.
My frump.
My frump is.
Put it in my frump. Oh, God. That is absolutely.
Put it in my frump. My frump wants you.
My lovely lady frump.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so whilst we're on the sexy times, next we're going to be dissecting some lyrics of a song about sex that Grace has chosen. So, Grace, would you please like to introduce it?
Okay, so this song is by Marcus Houston, and it's called Sex Widge You.
I don't know what it is. I just feel like sex with you. It's like, damn. I don't even know what it's like. Hold on, let me try to explain. Sex with you is like when I wake up in the morning, smell that good old breakfast mama used to make. Sex with you is like the feeling that you get when all your friends surprise you on your birthday. Sex with you is like I made the last shot and everybody's screaming my name. Sex with you is like my pocket's full of dough and I ain't worried about a damn thing. When I think about the sex, nothing better comes to mind. I wanna
wanna sex you all the damn time.
Thinking about the sex,
it's got me wanting you to come through
and do sex like we always do.
Sex with you is really the best with you. It makes life worth going through. Ain't nobody got a body like you. Cause my sex with you is my knees. They gotta go looking in the streets. It's you. Hands over the keys to my new car.
Sex with you is like
when a check comes in the mail after being broke for so long.
Sex with you is like
it's like getting out the pen and shoulders there to take you home.
When I think about your sex,
girl, nothing better comes to mind. Oh,
sex you all the damn time.
Sex, girl.
Thinking about your sex, it's got me wanting you to come through
and do sex fight me always.
Studio right now is Cakes the Killer.
Someone started clipping their nails on the tube today.
Excuse me?
Like, this isn't right. But also I was like, maybe it's just a custom out here. I'm not used to. I don't know.
I mean, for fuck's sake, if that was a custom here, I would leave immediately.
And I was just like, yo, you are out here.
Did he have
reckless.
Did he have really long nails?
They weren't like long, like gross, like actually like you need to clip them now. It was just like, you could wait till you get home. It was a manageable nail.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I had never heard that song before, but I loved
now
it.
Now you have.
I know. Sex with you.
R&B.
So, first of all, before we get into lyric by lyric of what this song like deeply and truly means at its heart, Grace, why did you pick this song? Does it have a special... meaning to you? Have you had sex to this song?
Well, when I was asked to think of a song that relates to sex, it's the first one that came into my head. Yeah. And I still play really, really old school R&B, like it came out a few days ago. And this is one of my favourite R&B sex songs. Well, thing is, a lot of like 90s R&B is about sex. That's why I love it so much. But this just stuck out to me.
It's also 90s R&B, when it's about sex, is unapologetically about sex. It's like... not even going to beat around the bush here. Like, this is just like full on a song
I
about,
want to eat your vagina.
Yeah, about having sex with you. Either about having sex with you or about how I want to have sex with you.
Yeah, and what I want to do to you.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
All right, well, let's get right into it. I want to like shake these pieces of paper like...
Okay.
Right. What? Oh my God.
Let me break it down and tell you what your sex is like. Yeah.
Oh my God. Sex is like when I wake up in the morning, smell that good old breakfast Mama used to make. Sex with you is like the feeling that you get when all your friends surprise you on your birthday. Oh, this is a lyrical genius. What is that feeling? Like, if sex with this person feels like getting surprised on your birthday. Some people hate getting surprised on their birthday.
This song, to me, is about all the things that make Marcus Houston really happy. That's what he's talking about.
So it's like a look into his soul of the things that he loves.
Yeah.
Because he's like, here are all the things that I love, and having sex with you is like all of these things.
Yeah, and that's why I love it.
That's adorable, because then it's like really personal.
And I think as well, like, a lot of... men secretly still miss their mum's cooking. Do you know what I mean? So the first line is obviously about waking up and his mum's made him amazing breakfast. And I'm here for that. I understand that.
And he's like, that feeling is like sex. Yeah. And then also all my friends getting together in birthday surprise, like sex. And then also apparently when he makes the last shot and everybody is screaming his name. So I'm guessing that's sport.
Yeah.
I understand.
Basketball maybe.
Yeah, something like that. That's also like sex. And a pocket full of dough. And I don't worry about a damn thing. Also, like sex. We're really getting to know
Marcus Houston.
Yeah, we're really getting to know him.
Have you heard the band B2K?
Nope. Should I have?
Well, I guess, so growing up, it was like R&B and hip-hop was what I used to listen to. So a lot of the music was like Marcus Houston, B2K.
Got it.
Like Ashanti. Ja Rule,
yeah,
old school J-Lo.
Oh my God,
that was me in my massive gold hoops, which I still wear today. Which is,
I love gold hoops.
Yeah, I just love the song.
And then we've got there was a line in it I think that's a bit later on that, but I want to like go through the chorus first.
When I think about the sex, nothing better comes to mind. I want to sex you all the damn time.
I mean, at least he's honest.
Thinking about the sex, it's got me wanting you to come through.
Ayo.
And do sex like we always do.
Just sex. Wants to fuck all the time.
I just love it. I love R&B music. I really do. And then he says, sex with you is really the best with you. It makes life worth going through.
Ain't nobody got a body romantic. Like you.
Yeah.
Oh, sex with you meets my needs. Ain't gotta go looking in the street, it's you. That's nice, because a lot of these songs are also about cheating on people.
And so. They always use the word hoe. Hells. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But this is, does he use the word hoe in this? No, he just addresses the person as you.
Yeah.
It's just you. Oh my God, here we go. We've got some more things that he loves that he's comparing sex to.
Second verse.
Winning an award after working so damn hard. I love that. I love the acknowledgement that you worked hard for it. And like, I deserve this award.
Yes.
When the man at the dealership hands over the keys to my new car. Great, great feeling.
I can relate.
Great. I've never owned a car, but, you know, maybe that's a good feeling. I don't know. When that check comes in the mail after being broke for so long. That's like a sense of relief. And that relief
is like orgasming.
Exactly.
Like, yes. Like, at last. Yeah.
Needed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then apparently it's also like getting out the pin and shorty.
That's meant to say pen as in prison. And your girlfriend's there waiting for you to go home. So obviously it's quite... gangster kind of type ghetto loving, which ghetto growing up loving. Was what I was into apparently.
And then we've got the chorus again, and then this is the line: sex with you is like going to the strip club and I ain't gotta pay for none of that strip love,
because apparently strippers, their bodies are the best, right? They know what to do.
So he gets the same like thrill of going to a strip club, but he hasn't got a,
it's his girl,
he's not paying for it,
yeah.
Because it's just pure love. That's what it is. And then it's
this
also
one,
like
this one.
A closet. God, do you want to read it?
Sex with you is like a closet full of Air Force, my size, my white. Basically, growing up, Air Force Ones were like the the best trainer to have, like fresh out of the box. It used to be called Box Fresh.
And that's what he's referring to. That's got to be a good feeling as well.
Yeah, fresh. I think getting new shoes for anyone is a really good feeling.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. But to be honest, this is really interesting because for me, I'm like, I can't relate to like
any of this.
Not any of it, but like most of it, I'm like, nah, sex is better than most of those things. So I would be interested to like hear everyone's personal version of this song.
Oh my God, yes.
You know? But also because this is about the sex that he has with a particular person.
Yeah.
So like I would have to first of all find someone to have like regular good sex with.
I tell you what.
And then write a song about it.
I'm just going to put it out there. Uh-huh. Me and my ex's sex was the best. The best.
The best. But your ex.
Mm. Yeah, we broke up, but it's all right because we're still friends. But.
Friends who have sex?
Nope. Nope. But our sex. Hannah's trying to get the exclusives.
I know, right?
The sex we had was unbelievable. Like, just the best
I
all
wanna,
the time.
I just want details, Grace. You know.
Well, sex with him was like.
Okay, go on. Give me some beautiful metaphors, things that you love.
Melted cheese on a big juicy burger. And then you bite into it and it dribbles down your chin. That. Sex with him was like
God.
Stepping off a plane in a hot country.
Oh
and
my
that
God.
Warm
yeah, yeah.
Sunshine just hits your skin and you think, I'm going to be so brown and sexy in like a week.
Oh my God. And you're good at this.
I'm a sexual person, Hannah. And oh, sex with him is like taking off 5-inch heels after a long day, and that relief. Oh my God.
Taking your bra off at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, letting them just hang out.
Hang loose.
That is the best feeling.
Such a great feeling.
Yeah, that's what sex with him was like. What about you?
Well, I don't know who I'd be directing this at because it's been a while since I've had like one person that I've had like regular.
I've heard about this. I saw your tweets that you just weren't having sex a lot.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, Grace, it's fine. Like, just some people just like don't have sex like that often. And it's fine because I'm single. So who the fuck am I going to be having sex with? Anyway,
actually frustrated.
I'm not angry about it. I'm not mad about it. It's fine. But I'm just going to name some things that I really like.
Okay.
Or like feelings that I really like.
Okay.
I really like after I've eaten a huge meal and I feel like having like a few scoops of ice cream. Because it just like washes it down. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
I've always
this.
Got room for dessert. I'm not going to lie.
I don't have room for dessert unless it's ice cream.
Ice cream. Interesting.
Yeah. I like can't fit anything in unless it's like something that doesn't feel like food.
You can just kind of dissolve down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That feeling when you wake up and it's your period is over. And so you can finally put on some good underwear. Like after 5 days of shit underwear
and feeling like shit,
yeah,
and looking
and then
like
you're
shit.
Like you're like it the day has finally come, like the day before you were just wearing panty liners and it was just like a few drops left and so you know 100% you're safe today,
yeah,
and you're like fuck it, I'm gonna put on some good underwear, I'm gonna get a bikini wax, I'm gonna like do all of those things and just be like feeling fresh.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a vagina wax, do you get your crack waxed as well?
No, but I kind of want to.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Really?
It doesn't hurt either. I was really surprised.
I imagine it not hurting because when I think about my skin there and my skin in other places, that it feels like tougher.
You need to do it.
Mm. I'm too scared to ask for it.
You have to go on all four, and it's like, oh my God, my butthole is in the air. But you do. You feel so fresh after. You literally feel like you can do anything.
Oh my God.
Do it. Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll tweet you.
By the way, had my crack done. It was great.
Oh my God. That reminds me of, have you seen Bridesmaids?
Oh my God, I love Bridesmaids.
You know, when she's yelling at her, being like,
I got my asshole bleached.
And I love my new asshole.
I actually haven't thought about doing that. But
bleaching it?
Yeah. That's the thing.
I don't understand what that means. I don't understand.
Okay, so basically.
Because it's like browner there?
Yeah. So
you just get it like, so it's the same colour?
Yeah.
Why
so
would you?
Apparently it looks prettier, but I don't really care.
No one's like spreading my butt cheeks apart and like staring at it.
Well, you never know.
Always be prepared.
You might meet a guy, Hannah, and he really likes your bum.
I mean, they all do.
They what?
But not necessarily my bum hole.
They might like your bum hole. You don't understand. Fetishes can go that way.
They can go any which way. Left, right,
this
centre.
This is true. All of the ways.
All of it.
Well, this conversation took a turn.
Yep.
You know, took
it's
a,
cool.
It, we went to an interesting place. I liked it, though.
I
liked it. It makes me want to find someone to have really good sex with regularly.
This should be your task.
2017.
Yeah.
So what so far have I said I'm doing in 2017? Finding someone to have regular good sex with. What was the other thing that I've already forgotten?
What was it?
What am I doing?
Something.
Oh, wait! The electric hammer.
Yeah, you're going to have your clit hammered.
No, but like, I want to get an electric shock from a dick.
That's it. On your clit. Just to be precise.
Preferably. But anywhere will do. I just need to tick that box.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Okay, guys. After this next song, we're going to be playing Shitter Twitter, where Grace and I are going to read out some of the drafts that are in our Twitter drafts folder. Oh my God. If you guys have any of your own Twitter drafts that you would be oh so kind to share with us, please tweet them in at FUBAR Radio. But if you don't want to actually, you know, tweet your tweet drafts for whatever reason, you can email them to us at hannah@fubarradio.com, but we'll still read them out.
Cool.
Ovs. So, you know, good luck with that.
I knew when you told me you don't want to go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I knew, 'cause I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I see the scars and they occasionally bleed. 'Cause somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell. With a heart that's hurting, but if you
All right, it is time for Shitter Twitter. I don't have a theme song, but, you know, that'll do. Just Shitter Twitter. Okay, do you want to go first, Grace? Would you like to read out your tweet drafts or just one? Let's go for it.
There was a trending thingy called Unpopular Opinion.
Oh my God, I love it.
I didn't join in with it because I think a lot of people were just bashing what other people do. But this is what I had written down. Unpopular opinion, sushi, macaroons and MAC lipsticks. Don't like them.
Oh, the unpopular opinion is that you don't like them?
Yeah. I don't understand sushi.
So sushi, no. Macaroons,
absolutely
no.
Not.
And MAC lipsticks, no.
Yeah, I'm not into them. Overrated, too expensive. And
interesting.
And I'm just past it. Do you like sushi?
I like tame sushi. So rice and vegetables. Yeah. I can't really do what's it called? Sashimi, which is like the one where it's actually like a full on raw fish thing. Right. But I can do the one where it's like the rice and like the raw salmon on top, or like a raw, like the prawn thing. That's like as far as I'll go.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan.
But I like Yo Sushi because they have other things other than just sushi on their menu.
Nah.
No? And then what was the other thing? Macaroons? No.
Yeah, what is the obsession with macaroons?
I can eat one and then I'm done. Like, they're quite
really sickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think for the price of macaroons, no, I'd rather no. Just
yeah, but you can just get a really good Instagram though.
Can I tell you a story? Can I just tell you a really, really outrageous story?
Please do.
I went to Lauderay in Covent Garden where they do like macaroons.
Mm. Oh, La Durée.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, that was quite sexy.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just like wondering what you were saying for a second because
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, wait,
yeah. Went there. And the macaroons were so expensive. Mm. And then I was with an Instagrammer actually, and she loved the place. But I ordered some burgers. They were like mini burgers, and it was £28, and they gave me 5 chips. And I thought, nah, never again.
What?
Just basically overpriced restaurants. I'm not a fan.
Whoa, that's weird. Okay, and the last one was MAC lipsticks, no?
Yeah, I just think they're really overpriced, and I'm just not about MAC. Just, oh my God, can I just say I watched your Cruelty Free video?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. If I did that video, I would be annihilated from the internet because I just think that I'd all
but, nope. Oh, Jesus, I'm just kicking things. I didn't get all that much hate for it because what that video is like showing, yeah, most of my products are not cruelty free. They are tested on animals, but yeah. I didn't know that. And now I know that, it means that I can like change that.
Mm.
So it's like a step. So like
step
you
forward.
Can't be mad about me because I'm trying. Do you know what I mean? Like
I've acknowledged
that I'm a terrible human and I'm like doing my best now.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to see more like, because the only people I've seen doing that aren't like actual beauty or fashion vloggers or bloggers. It's like people kind of in my area of the internet who don't normally make videos about beauty and doing this video to kind of be like, because, you know, like even though we don't make videos about beauty, we still wear makeup.
I think the issue is, and this is no shade because obviously I talk about beauty and makeup, but is that those brands pay a lot of money to bloggers.
Yeah.
So you probably won't find many talking about all the cruelty stuff side of it.
But there are loads of cruelty-free brands that are doing stuff. Like literally this morning, woke up with an email in my inbox from one of the cruelty-free brands being like, can we send you loads of makeup?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
and I never get emails from beauty people wanting to send me makeup.
That's so nice.
Because I don't do those kind of videos. And now I'm just like, ooh,
yeah.
Cruelty-free makeup, yeah. Okay, I want to read out some of mine. Here we go. Oh, God, Hannah. I can see why this did not get tweeted. Although it wouldn't be, it's not beneath me. Like, this is something I,
you would say,
under certain circumstances may have accidentally like click send, but it says probably the most inconvenient thing about being rejected is having to find someone new to think about whilst masturbating.
Oh my God.
And I think I didn't tweet about that because I didn't want the person who it was about to
can I just ask you a question
see that. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead Grace.
I never think about the person I'm having sex with like yeah. boyfriend or whatever mm-hmm. when I'm masturbating. Ever. Oh,
really? Ever. All of my masturbation fantasies are about whoever I'm currently into.
Really?
Yeah. So whenever like something ends with someone, it's like tainted for me, and I have to like emotionally or like at least sexually, mentally like move on to someone else. Otherwise, like I can't masturbate. Yeah. I can't masturbate thinking about strangers. Like it has to be a like I get more turned on by like situations that I have been in or situations that there is the possibility that I could be mm-hmm. in.
Interesting.
Yeah. So oh like God. Yeah, when someone rejects me. And so if I'm sad or angry, I can't then think about them when I masturbate because then I'm sad and angry. I'm not yeah. horny.
And they don't deserve that.
They don't either. Deserve my...
They've gone now, so...
They don't deserve em. That. Well, not fuck
I wish em. You tweeted that.
Maybe I'll just tweet it right now.
Oh my God, please do.
Yeah, fuck it. Sometimes this happens on the show where I'm just like, yeah, I'm just tweeting
I'm
now.
Over it. Yeah,
boom,
let's just do
done.
It.
Done. Tweeted. Everyone go like that tweet so I feel loved. Go for it, Grace. What's your...
Okay, so my next one, ironically, is I fucking hate Vlogmas. And it says, I fucking hate Vlogmas. I am done. Why do I always put myself through this torture?
But it didn't get tweeted because you are going to continue.
I'm continuing
like,
doing it.
But, like, you shouldn't torture yourself with, like, having to, like, put the pressure on to do it. Like, you shouldn't think of yourself as a failure if you can't.
Yeah. I just want to be more positive. I think... At this time, around Christmas time, I try to be a bit more upbeat.
Yeah.
But it's just not really working because at the moment I'm just not upbeat. It's cold. I'm on a holiday.
You're tired. There's loads
tired.
Of work to do.
And yeah.
Just extra work to
it's
do.
Just extra work
if
to
your
do.
If your only job in December was to make daily videos,
I'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But obviously, 3 days after I start Vlogmas, I get all this work suddenly just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So. Ugh.
Anyway,
fine.
Well, good luck with Vlogmas. I'm glad I decided not to do that.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
I wanted to do Vlogmas, but I've decided to do Vlognica
yes.
instead.
You are doing this.
I'm doing Vlognica. So Hanukkah starts on the 24th of December. So my first video is going to be up on Christmas Day, which is why I am working over Christmas, because I've decided to make 8 daily videos over Christmas. But just spoiler alert, I'm pre-filming most of them, so
that's what
it.
You call cheating.
Absolutely suck it. I am not working Christmas Day or Boxing Day.
She's a cheater.
Suck it. But it's not, I'm not doing daily vlogs, I'm gonna do daily videos, so it's not gonna be like a follow me around thing. It's gonna be a like, here's a topic I'm talking about, so I can pre-film it. It doesn't have to be
true. Like, doing videos, not vlogs.
Yeah. Okay, I want to find some more ones that I've got. Here we go. This is another thing that I've just been feeling kind of shit about things. And I was messaging my friend about it. And then one of the things I said to her, like in the back of my head, I was like, ooh, that could be a good tweet. But then I thought about it again and was just like, I don't know. See what you think about it, Grace. It says, sometimes I think that where I'm going wrong in my love life is that I think too highly of myself.
No such fucking thing.
But this is my thing. Like, I think I'm amazing.
So what is... give me some background, though. I need some background context here as to why you think that.
Well, because, like, men just aren't falling in love with me.
Okay, this is my
and
this
I'm
is
like,
my issue.
Excuse me, I'm the best person I know.
That's how I think as well. And this is what I've been told by numerous men, is that we're intimidating.
Oh,
when
fuck
a woman,
off.
When a woman has her shit together, she's got a career, she's got her own place, or she's got a car, she's very secure, men find that intimidating because they can't be that manly.
Yeah. But that's also
figure.
Not the type of guy that I want. Like, I think the type of guy that would be good for me is someone who isn't intimidated by it at all, and if anything, like, praises me for it.
And that is why you're single. Because
this is why I'm
single. They are a rare fucking breed. Okay. That is the issue that I've had previously. Is that I think that when you don't really need anyone, men don't know how to kind of take that. They want someone to look after, and you don't.
But then it's there's a difference. Like, I don't need them because I'm very capable.
Yeah.
Like, I can do my life. I've got my own emotional support and all of that sort of stuff. But I want them. So is that more important? I don't know.
But also, I tell people that And you know how you said that you're not feeling great at the moment?
Mm.
That's probably a factor, because I've noticed that when you're in the happiest place that you can possibly be, that's when they come along.
This is so true.
And it's so like, if the timing's off, you won't meet someone until you, as you by yourself, are completely happy.
Grace, you're so wise.
I am wise.
You are so wise. And I think this next song, which you chose, is like actually just perfect for for the topic we've just been talking about. But quick, Jamie sent in their tweet drafts, and one just says, "My hair," and I think it's meant to be like my head, but
or
they're
my
just
heart.
But they're, oh, or my heart. But it just says my HEA. Okay. In all caps. Great, I love it. And then the next one, I'm like, what does this even mean?
That's something that I would say.
Really? Some people are so dusty. Yeah. What does that mean then?
That means some people are just so...
old? Because they've got like dust on them?
No, like disgusting.
I'm learning new things
every
day. A bit
trampy. Don't really wash. That's what it kind of means.
Got it. All right. Well, good. I hope you never call me that.
Never, I love you.
Aw, thanks, I love you too.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't picking it like I did, babe. Took for long, it's a call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life. My life, yeah. Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit,
so legit.
Even though you broke my heart in two, baby. But I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Boy, read my lips, I'm over you, over you. Just to say thank you for the hate, you and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. Mm-hmm. Ensure I love you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life. My life.
well, we just had a massive dance party in the studio.
That was absolutely
I like want to go do karaoke now. I'm like ready.
I love Lil Nick.
They're so good. I accidentally saw them live once.
Did you?
Yeah, so do you know Heaven, which is like the big gay club in London? So they, on Saturday nights, will have like pop stars like come in and do a show, but it's like, a, you know, during the club night, so at like 1 in the morning or whatever. And I had no idea because I'd only ever been to Heaven on a Friday. And we were there on a Saturday, you know, £5 entry as per usual. And we get in there and my mates are like, oh, Little Mix are performing tonight. And I was like, what? I was like, are you joking?
They're so good live.
Yeah, and so then it's like, normal club night, dancy. Suddenly Little Mix are there. And I was just like, this is the best.
I love them so much.
It was amazing. Anyway, we got Natalie back.
Hello.
Do you like Little Mix?
I do like Little Mix. I liked your singing then. You were both very good at singing,
Kind of going a bit mad then. Okay, it's time for another game. Hence why Natalie, quiz master, maestro, extraordinaire.
I answer to anything.
Is here. All right. Poon face.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, so this game, Grace, is called The Fuck You Sayin', Mate.
Okay.
Have you heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
No.
Okay, good. I will explain. So if you search into YouTube how to pronounce blank, usually the first thing that comes up with the most hits is a complete parody channel that will give you just the completely the wrong pronunciation, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's just so good. It's so good. Anyway, so we have some of the audio files, and we're going to play them, and then we have to guess what the original word is. And it's a bit weird. It's usually, it's tricky sometimes. But to give you an idea of, like, the style, this is what this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual, according to Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
That's the tone.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's going
to
be hard.
And Nat's going to give us loads of clues, by the way. And you can ask questions like animal, mineral, vegetable. That's usually the main one I go for. Because sometimes it's food, sometimes it's a person. Mm. Anyway, right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. First one.
Pithothith.
Wait, that's it? Oh, my God. Normally we get 3 listens, but I might give us more for that one. Could you hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Pithothith.
Pithothith.
Yes.
Oh, thesaurus?
Yeah.
Who's that? Yes, it is. That is a thesaurus. Correct.
Killing it.
What can I
Where's
say?
Where's it?
Yeah.
All right. Pithothith. Pithothith. Right, next one.
Spangly Dank McDingledorf.
Spangly Dank McDingledorf. Spangly.
I want to say spaghetti bolognese.
You're so close. You don't even know. Spaghetti and something else, but it's not bolognese.
Meatballs.
Yes,
meatballs. Oh my God,
I got that. I got.
Yes. You are so good at this.
Yes. Do you know why? Because I think I've got this thing where I sort of have my own language. And I make up on the spot, and I feel like I do that with words anyway.
This is good, then.
That could be why I'm getting it.
Oh, my God. Maybe this is your language.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, right. Next one.
Kirkadoo Salal.
Go on, Grace.
Kirkadoo Salal.
Yeah, what is that?
Come on, Grace. I'm just, like, going to sit here and see if you just get this, because I have no clue. Kirkadoo Salal. Is it a food again?
It's not a food.
Kirkadoo Salal. Does it begin with a C?
It does begin with a C. It's 3 words.
3 words, Jesus.
Oh, 3. Okay.
You'd go and see it.
Oh, is it a play?
It's not. It's a show.
Is it a well-known
circus
show?
It's circus related. Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
Cirque
du Soleil.
Oh my God! Let's hear that. Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil.
I love
That's
this.
That's so good. Okay, next one.
Rancho Galvez.
What? Rancho Galvez. Is that someone's name? That sounds
it is a person.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Gervais.
Yes!
Oh my God,
I'm sick. This is what I mean. This is I've come alive.
This is your moment, Grace.
YouTube fails me, this is my next job.
You need to, like, just go through this this channel and just have a look at it all. It's so funny. Okay. Right, this is the last one. Wow. Jesus, yeah. Grace. Wow.
Bronado Barbie.
What?
Do that again.
Bronado Barbie.
Bronado Barbie.
Bronado Bobby. Barbie. Bro.
I've got this in my head.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Is it a person?
It's not a person, but people are involved in it.
Okay, that's throwing me.
Big Brother?
No. But it is
one more
a show.
Time. One more time.
It's a show. Mm-hmm. TV show. Mm-hmm. Bronado Bobby.
In the UK?
No.
Okay, the States.
Bronado Bobby.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's it. No, no, it does begin with a B.
Yes, it's
two
a B.
Words, two words, both beginning
Breaking
with a B.
Breaking Bad!
Yes, it is Breaking Bad.
Go on,
Grace
babes.
Still wins. Three.
Grace still wins. Grace but still. I didn't, Yay! Like, go down too hard, but... Jesus,
do you play this every show?
Yeah.
Was I the best one?
You were.
Yeah,
you're better than me, for sure.
Annabelle
you're
in the
just, like,
of fame.
On it. You're, like, in the... in, like, the mind of whoever creates these.
How is it strange. You? Are you involved with the channel, Grace?
Maybe.
It's Grace's channel.
It's your voice.
Maybe.
That guy's, this is your voice.
Bronado
yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah, that's totally you. I knew it. I knew it. That's why you're so good at this. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'd impress myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a really fun game, though. this could be my new, like, obsession.
Yeah. Don't go on the channel just yet and clue yourself in, because when you potentially come back next week for the Christmas special, Hannah Witten Show Food Bar Christmas special with previous guests.
Okay, so I'm going to do something to you.
Oh,
right,
what are you
going
to do?
You have to... I have to say something and you've got to think about what it is.
Oh, God, are you just going to make something up now? What is it?
Pashwami naan. Okay.
Pashwami naan.
Wow. That was quite a good... I just made it up.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
Yeah, what if...
Can I just say,
what if
I
that was
like,
it? You just make sounds, and I'm like, it sounds like this way.
I do like pashwami naan, though.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
Delicious. I like garlic naan.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm hungry now. Wait, we've got food in front of us. I'm actually not hungry.
Oh. How would you pronounce southern fried chicken?
Okay. Asurfichen.
Hochen.
Yeah. That's it.
Hochen. I would have said, so thorny. Friedekun. Kun.
So thorny, Friedekun. Kun.
That's a good one.
So Friday cooking.
Okay, let's do this one.
Cocktail sausages. Kuka. Kukata. Le soisage.
I'm going to go and check on there in a minute and see if that's not the actual. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Katali Sugaj.
I like the G that you put in there. Yeah. I'm into this.
I like this game. This is a great game. Anyway, guys, guess what? We're going to be playing Drunk Advice any minute now.
Woo!
Woo! Make sure you get your questions in. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com and we will be giving you some solid gold advice.
Yes.
And maybe we'll give it to you in this of all.
A drunk Vicky.
There you go.
Okay, bye.
That's drunk advice. Also, we're going to be live on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. So make sure that you go over to their Facebook page and you can watch us, because we're on video and we are beautiful women. So obviously you want to look at us.
Bouncy boobs.
We do both have quite bouncy boobs, I will say. So make sure you tune into that right after this.
I haven't seen my ex since we broke up. Probably because he didn't want to grow up. Now I'm out and wearing something low cut. About to get attention from a grown up. Could you hold me like a
Smoking weed, he'd never wanna leave the house. Got an empty cushion on that sofa now. Told him good luck with the next one. Maybe she'll be just as immature. Gotta thank him, he's the reason that I'm on now, what I'm looking for. Guys my age don't know how to treat me. Don't know how to treat me. Don't know how to treat me. Guys my age don't know how to touch me. Don't know how to love me good. Guys my age don't know how to keep me. Don't know how to keep me. Don't know how to keep me. Guys my age don't know how to touch me. Don't know how to love me good. So I'm never coming back.
Treat me.
Don't know how to treat me.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
How to treat me.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Truth. Anyway, hey guys, welcome to Drunk Advice Live.
Woof, 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 woof.
And we're over live on Facebook, on Fubar Radio's Facebook page. Hello, people. Hello. I see you there, but I got to look at the questions over here, so sans lol. I'll keep looking over at you occasionally. All right, Grace. There are three rules to drunk advice.
Okay.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Drunk on life.
Yeah, you're drunk on life. I was drunk, and I'm actually, like, pretty sober now, so.
Because you've eaten some fried chicken.
I've eaten some fried chicken and some acocotas or sagaja. So we're all good. Right, rule number two is have a friend with you.
Friends.
You need to actually get on.
I know.
Actual drunk advice. We've not made videos together.
Basically, January 2017 is our time, Hannah.
It's our time for collaboration.
Yes.
It's our time for electrical hammering.
On the clitoris.
Just so many things.
And I need to give you some advice for men. I need to come round.
I think you do. You're so much more with it than I am. I think I'm normally much more with it. I just think, like, I'm just going through a phase where I'm just not with it.
And you're sexually frustrated, so.
That doesn't help.
There you go.
The situation. And rule number three, don't take our advice. Normally, if I'm sober, I'd say my advice is good. But because of my weird state of mind right now, I'm just like, actually, like, who knows what's going to come out of this mouth.
It's fine.
Yeah?
We've got this.
We've got this. Okay. We ready?
Yes.
We ready. Here we go. Do you want to read out the first one? Boom, boom, boom.
Hi, girls. You two are my favourites.
Thanks. Hi.
So, question is, I wanted to know how I get over my ex. We live so close and have lots of friends in common, so it's hard to avoid her. Please help me.
Okay. First of all, I'm not going to say this person's name, but from their name, I think this person is also a girl.
Yeah.
So, person. How do you get over your ex? See, normally it's like, cut all contact, da-da-da-da. But if you have loads of mutual friends and you're having to see them all the time...
This is the mistake. I never, ever cross that line with boys. I keep them quite separate from my friends.
Really? But even if you're, like, dating someone for a long time, you must introduce them to your friends and stuff.
Yeah, but my friends know that they're my friends, not his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't... from very, very young, that's just how it's been.
Yeah. But what I guess maybe in this situation, they were in a group of friends before and then they started dating within the group of friends. Yeah.
I would probably speak to the friends, you know. And just
but you don't want to, like, stop yourself from doing fun things with your mates just because they're going to be there. Do you know what I mean? Because then it gets awkward. I've had a situation like that where it was just, like, two people in our friendship group couldn't be around each other. And, like, we all had to take sides and it was horrible. This is difficult! Why do you have to make this difficult for us?
I've never been in this situation before, you know.
Do you want to avoid her?
Mm.
This is... You probably, like, do need to avoid her in order to get over her. But you might just have to suck it up and...
I think when people ask for advice, I always feel like they know what they want to do in their gut, but they want someone else to just confirm it. Mm. So I have a feeling she probably kind of knows what she wants. If that was me, I would need some space from, like, time out.
Yeah.
So I would tell her friends, I need some time away from this person.
And organise your own things. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, organise some stuff to do with your, like, close friends from that group that don't involve that other person.
And if the other person is respectful... they'll understand that you need to see your other friends separately.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, do you have any other friends outside of this group?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. You don't want to isolate yourself. You don't want to isolate them. But at the same time, you have to put yourself first.
This is true. This is true. And time. Time helps with moving on and getting over people.
Mm.
But time, like, will have... it won't have a quicker effect if you're constantly, like, seeing that person and being reminded of them.
My biggest advice for anyone in any situation is self-care. So when I go through a breakup or any sort of emotional breakdown or any trauma, I tend to really, 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 like, love myself. So I have loads of baths, loads of face masks, chocolate, watch my favourite TV shows. I do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, that's how I kind of cope with it. Like, you have to, like... like, mother and nurture yourself.
Like, really treat yourself good.
Yeah.
I like that. Hope that helps. right, this person. I think my 14-year-old little sister may be having sex with her boyfriend. I'm not really sure how to address it as she always shies away from the conversation. Can you help me out? Do you need help? What do you want to say to her? This is the thing.
This is a guy, though, as well.
Yeah, so this is her older brother who's asking this question. Here's the thing. I know people that had sex at 14.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that it's, like, with her boyfriend. So, like, how long have they been together? Like, yeah, that's young. But people do that and it's not going to, like, ruin their lives.
Yeah.
But I guess it's tricky.
It's also awkward because it's the brother.
Yeah. When you're the big bro as well, it's just like... that no matter how old they are, they're always, like, going to be this innocent little sister in your mind.
You know how... see, if I was a boy, I feel like I'd talk to the boyfriend and be like...
because, make sure you're using condoms!
Yeah, because, like, boys know each other, like, how to talk to each other more than he's going to now talk to his sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe he should... Send her a text, because then she can read it.
Or Snapchat.
Taking the question... and then she can reply with something. I feel like then that's a safe way.
Maybe, yeah, because maybe you approach her in person, she'll, like, get on the defensive.
Or have a sort of meltdown, which I would be like,
because she won't know
how
to, like, react to it or whatever. But, yeah, no, sending a text is a good idea. Also, I do think, though, that if he approaches the boyfriend...
it could all go horribly wrong.
Yeah, she could find out, like, because he'll be like, oh, your brother said this to me, and then she'll be like, what the fuck are you doing?
But then maybe you know how we've got girl code? They might have bro code where they don't...
it's different when it involves siblings, really, though, doesn't it?
Also, I would ask her if she's having sex, but I'd also say, and I want to know because I care about you.
Yeah,
and I would
exactly.
like to know if you're having sex, are that you protecting yourself?
Like, are you
not
okay?
Not just because I will know because you're underage and go at her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't come at it from a, like, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Kind of way, because, like,
come at it because
she's not going to respond to that.
Yeah,
cool. Hope that helps. Right, here we go. I like this one.
Okay.
Juicy.
So I read it out.
Yeah, go for it.
Hannah and Grace, I need your help. I really like my boss at work, worst thing is, I think he likes me too. I can't cross that line, surely. Please help. Anonymous.
Well, here's, you know what you said before about some people just ask for advice because they already know in their gut what they want to do? I think you want to cross that line.
Yeah. But also,
cross that line.
I'm really bad, but, well, why can't you cross that line?
I know, I'm like the worst. I'm like, do it, go for it.
Listen.
Oh my God, office Christmas party.
Exactly. And I feel like this happens all of the time.
All the time.
Probably every business.
And it will probably end terribly. But just go for it.
Life's too short.
You both like
each
other.
You always regret things that you don't do more than you do. That is one thing I've learned. I don't regret anything. I regret the things I didn't do. Trust me.
Yeah.
People
no,
that
I
didn't
agree.
Do.
No, it's true.
Honestly, just go for it.
Whatever. Think about the consequences tomorrow or never.
Pop him an email and ask for his number.
No, because if they're pretty sure that they like him too. So I reckon the next time there's like a social, like after work drinks or blah, 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 just
get in there.
Yeah, but you don't even have to like be obvious, because if you guys already like each other, there must be some like, what was the word that we learned earlier in innuendo? Jocking. Some flirtatious banter.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure if you just, rather than suppressing it, you just kind of like let it flow and let it take its natural course.
But don't get too drunk though.
They will end up in your bed, or you'll be in their bed for sure.
But she didn't say that she wants to have sex with him, though. She said that she liked him.
So maybe
she
wants.
Maybe he, she wants more than a relationship. You never know. And just going straight in there, drunk.
Also, do you just fancy them because they're your boss? Is it just like a power thing that you're like into?
Although I've never fancied any of my bosses ever, ever, ever.
I'm trying to think. No. Well, I mean, I am my own boss, so I fancy me.
Can you keep us posted? Because I want to know what happens.
Please do. Let us know. Like, do you have an office Christmas party? Because go to that, look smoking hot, and just like, you've
thinking
got
like bodycon dress,
push
up bra.
Got this. I'm really excited for you. Oh my God, we've got loads more questions. Here we go. Here's a great one from Ali. How does one become a boss lady like you two and get shit done?
Lack of sleep.
I get loads of sleep, but it's about, like, I am really strict with myself. So even though I work for myself, I, like, get up at 7:30 every morning and
have a shower, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Have breakfast.
Do all of those things, even though I'm, like, going to be working from home.
Yeah, same. That's what I do. I make a lot of lists.
Oh, my God.
And
I've completely changed up my whole, like, scheduling to-do list and calendar system recently because my old one just, like, wasn't working for me anymore.
Okay.
And so I genuinely had a full-on Skype call with my friend discussing
how to get organised.
Yeah, like different methods of like to-do lists and things, and we workshopped it and we brainstormed it.
I have a monthly to-do list. Mm-hmm. Then I have a daily. So I pick what needs to be done on that monthly list and do it on my daily. And my calendar's colour coordinated. So red is meetings, blue is health, yellow is leisure. So I know what I'm doing, where I need to be. But also routine and just having goals. I think some people forget about what they want to do.
So it's just like aimlessly doing things day to day. You need like bigger picture goals as well.
And write it down. If it's on paper, it becomes more real.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I struggle with, is like the bigger picture goals rather than like just working like day to day.
See, I dream big. I'm like, I'm going to become a millionaire, have a yacht in the Maldives.
Go
and
for
that's
it.
Like my
Go
big,
for it, mate.
Big picture. Fucking but also mood boards really, really help. And like a vision board, and you kind of create what you want for your future and have it there, and you can see it. So every morning you wake up, you think, okay, that's what
I'm
working towards.
Is yours like a collage mood board, or is it a digital
collage?
One? Oh my God.
On like,
can you take a picture of it and send it to me? I want to see what's on your mood board.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, guys, we're going to be answering some more questions right after this.
No, you're making me weak, yeah. My
Okay, this one may be like my favorite question, because we just read it whilst that song was playing and just went, ah!
Yeah.
It says, my girlfriend just broke up with me. She says she might want to get back together with me in the future. What do I do? Tell her to
fuck off.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If you're not good enough now,
fuck that no. shit.
Absolutely not.
She can't like have her cake and eat it and just expect you to be waiting around for her until no. she suddenly decides that, you know, she's done whatever
wants
she wants to
be single for a bit, get out of all her friends, have sex with her if she wants, and then she's going to come back to you when she's ready to settle down. Absolutely not. Jog on.
Yeah, exactly. But by the time she's all like, oh, I want to get back with you, you're going to be like, yeah, had your chance, bitch.
Yeah.
And I've moved on and I've got this amazing life now, so
see you later.
Like, seriously, though. It makes me so mad when people are like, oh, but like we could probably like get back together at some point in the future soon, and I'm just not ready for this now, but like maybe in 6 months. And it's like, fuck off. Got other shit to do. I'm not gonna just be waiting for you for yeah. 6 months.
I hate that. No. See you later. I would also ask her and be like, what makes you like, what is gonna change between now and a few months or a year? Like, what the hell?
She'll just get boned by a few more people. And we're just fine. Like, if that's what she needs to do, but she can't expect you to be waiting for her.
No, I think this is a sign that you can do way better.
Yeah, you just go get boned by some other people.
See ya later.
Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, hope that helps. We just have very strong opinions on this. But yeah, you just need to move on. Move on. Right, here we go. Grace, do you want to read out this one?
Hi, Hannah. Hi, Grace. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, babes. I have realised recently that a childhood best friend of mine is actually kind of a shitty friend.
Ugh.
And I no longer see her as a best friend. Girl. Okay. I have been here.
Yeah.
And I've been here twice in this situation. And your
what
gut
do you
instinct
do?
Is always right. And I think that if you have a toxic person in your life, no matter how long you've been friends with them, you just got to cut ties, man. People change and people grow.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've just outgrown her. And you're obviously growing up, becoming a better person. She's probably still in that shitty, like, teenage 13, 14, 15 stage.
Yeah.
And you don't... There's no... You haven't got to give her an explanation.
But here's the thing. So I've never really been in the situation... Like, if a friendship's ended, it's ended, like, quite naturally. It's just, like, faded. It, there's never been a, like... one person's been shitty and we've had to have a conversation and end a friendship. That's never happened. So in this situation, should this person just like go about their life and then just naturally that person will drift out of their life, or
yeah.
do they need to like confront them and be like, I no longer want to be your friend? Like what
I would
do?
Just stop talking to her and
ghost them.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god.
And either she'll message you and be like, what's going on? Then you can tell her, I don't think you're a good person, blah blah blah, or she won't talk to you at all. And whenever this has happened to me, and I've just not sort of replying, kind of they've kind of just got the vibe, I don't hear from them again.
Yeah, they'll like just yeah they take the a hint.
But also, if you feel that way, she probably feels that kind of way too. Usually, you as friends, you sort of vibe off each other, but she might be in a complete dream world and just think that she's a really great person.
And that you're still best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. And this person's also asked, like, should they get them a gift for the holidays?
Absolutely not. I think you've got to be ruthless with friends, to be honest. Like, I've recently had a friend who I realised wasn't that great of a person. I think she used me quite a lot. And she just wasn't... I think she brought out the worst in me.
Mm.
And it took me a long time to work that out. And out of nowhere, she took herself out of my life. And I thought, that's just a sign.
Oh, really? So yeah. It happened the other way around?
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, never mind, like, bye.
I thought, that's the universe giving me a sign. Like, I didn't do it, so they did it for me.
So you're like, whew.
Basically, it was that relief.
Just like, oh, well, yeah. I don't have to do the hard work.
Yeah,
now,
but I do think as well, I think toxic friends are worse than toxic boyfriends, to be honest.
Do you think because they're with toxic relationship, it's a bit clearer?
And you usually have friends to kind of fall back on.
Yeah.
Whereas when a friendship ends that you've kind of been around for so long, you might not have anyone that you think is close like you were with this person.
Mm.
But usually, when you get rid of bad people, you make room for good people to come in your life.
That's so true.
And that's what happened to me, so... I've got your back,
girl.
There you
go. Do it. You've got this. Dump that friend.
Yes.
Here we go. Here's a question that I'm like... I think you might need advice with this, Grace.
Okay.
How do I throw stuff away that I don't need? I'm actually becoming a hoarder. I have a traffic cone in my room. Help. I don't think you have a traffic cone in your room, but you have a lot of stuff.
Look, as a blogger, right, I think I get posts every single day.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to try products out all of the time.
So do they just get stored?
They get stored until I need them or I give them away. But every summer, every season, I do like a massive group up of all the stuff I don't use. And I depop and sell some of it. But I also work with a women's refuge near my house.
Oh, nice.
So I go and drop off everything down there. So skincare, makeup, everything.
Oh, that's really good.
So they benefit from it. But I literally do a clear out every 3-4 months. And by the end of the month, it's already back to where it was 4 months ago.
Oh, my God.
And I like shopping, man. I like going to IKEA.
I love IKEA. But at least in IKEA, you can buy storage units.
Yeah, I'm not a minimalist person.
No.
I can't help it.
I think I'm, like, somewhere in between, where, like, everything looks tidy and stuff, but it's all in storage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all in the drawers. There's nothing on the floors. It's all in the drawers.
Yeah. Behind doors.
Yeah.
In cupboards and stuff.
Exactly.
I get that. Or under beds, that's where I put all my everything.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't live on my own, so, like, my space is my room, and then there's, like, a few of my things, like, in the communal area and stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't cope with that. I've got a 2-bedroom flat, and that's not enough. That is not enough. I have a lot. I don't know what it is.
Does the second bedroom your office? That's, like, my dream.
But the office is office, walk-in wardrobe, makeup storage...
Oh my god.
It's everything.
I want that. That's what I want.
Do it.
I can't afford it.
You can.
No, I can't.
I'll teach you off air.
No, you've tried to teach me, but we have different
streams of income.
Yeah, we have different streams of income, and because you're in the beauty and fashion world, there's like a lot more money in there.
Yeah,
did you say easier or sleazier?
Easier. It's like easier because you have different brands, but I have lifestyle brands, beauty, fashion.
Yeah.
Just start doing some outfit videos, man. No. I reckon your outfit videos would do quite well. People want to see that. Makeup, come on.
Should I just start a whole new channel and be like really brutally honest about it? Like, guys, I'm becoming a fashion, beauty, lifestyle vlogger on this channel just because I want some more money.
Support me, please.
Subscribe so I can get brand deals and more money and I can get myself a 2-bed flat and have one of the bedrooms as my office. That would be great. Thank you. Living the dream.
Or you need to get a massive, like, 7-bedroom house with all your friends, and you have one room that's a massive office for all of you. Workstations,
I love
backdrop.
That. I love, like, communal workspace.
Yeah.
It's my fave.
Final question.
What?
But should I accept a bottle of scotch for helping my daughter move house? And should I drink it now? One, yes, accept the bottle of scotch. Your daughter just bought you a bottle of scotch.
Is this person your friend?
No, I don't even know.
That is, you have weird followers.
And then should they drink it now? Are you still with your daughter? You could like open it together and have a drink together.
If she's of age.
Well, she's just moved into her own house.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I'm assuming she's at least over 18.
Yeah.
Go for it, Simon.
And Nikki.
And Nikki. Wait, does this father and daughter like have a shared Twitter account?
That's creepy. Okay.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Grace, for being
thanks
on my show this week.
Me.
And thanks everyone for listening. Next week is an amazing show. We are doing a Christmas special. So loads of the guests from the previous week are going to be in the studio, and it's going to be loads of fun.
Woohoo!
Right, see you next week.
Bye! Bye.
Do me a favor, pick me up, take me out later. Don't worry about no paper, 'cause I got mine stacked up for nights like this. My life can get crazy, I deal with shit on the daily. But baby, I'm thinking maybe we could agree to work it out like this. Respect it. Sometimes it's taking me stressing. So I need you with me to keep me right and keep me up all night. We can get faded. This I can make you so jaded. So we can stay shaded. Just do us and try to get it.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.